Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. You know, people always ask me to give them my best marriage advice as a licensed professional counselor. And I always tell them this: the best thing you can do for your marriage is to get healthy standing alone, because your personal, relational, emotional, mental, and spiritual health are what overflow into the health of your marriage. With that in mind, I wanted to focus in on marriage for this upcoming series of the podcast. I want to share with you some of my favorite episodes about marriage in hopes that the conversations will inspire and challenge you to become the best version of yourself standing alone, to do the work standing alone, and to allow that work to overflow into your marriage. Because when you change the ingredients that are in your control, it changes the whole recipe. And if you're single listening to this podcast, do me a favor and tune in with us, because the work that you put in now is work that is not in vain. Your personal health and the health of your current relationships is paramount to the health of your future marriage. And hey, if you're a pastor or church leader who listens to this podcast and you're interested in partnering with me to host a marriage-focused event at your church in 2024, please reach out to us at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at truelovedates.com and inquire. We'd love to get you the information and consider adding you to our schedule and visiting your church this coming year in pursuit of healthy relationships and healthy marriages. With that said, let's focus in on this series all about marriage. Do you have a hard time keeping New Year's resolutions? If that's you, let me give you some advice. Don't make any, because behavior modification based purely on willpower will fail you 90% of the time. Instead of a New Year's resolution, learn why you keep failing and how to do it differently by transforming from the inside out. Starting January 1st, join me and thousands of others on a 31-day reset journey where you'll learn how change actually happens psychologically from the inside out with small, sustainable mind shifts and strategies that will have a huge impact on your life. This free journey with me will give you exclusive access to daily content, video teachings, as well as a private Zoom event with me where we'll process what you're learning face to face. So grab a copy of Reset anywhere books are sold and then sign up for this free journey at truelovedates.com/resetseries, R-E-S-E-T SERIES, truelovedates.com/reset series, and get ready for a reset.
You have definitely heard this bad relationship advice before. A happy wife makes a happy life, right? You've definitely heard that one before. When I asked you guys to tell me about the bad relationship advice you've heard, a lot of married couples said that this was the relationship advice that they kept hearing over and over again. A lot of times people really kind of joke about it. A happy wife makes a happy life. But honestly, it's not good relationship advice. And I'll tell you why. But first, let me tell you a little story. I was at a dinner party recently, and an engaged couple came up to me with my book, Choosing Marriage, in their hand, and they said that they had just committed to reading through this book before they got married. And the husband-to-be looked at me and looked at the book and looked at his wife-to-be, and he chuckled and said, happy wife, happy life, right? Here's the thing. That is not good relationship advice. And if you actually read this book that's in your hands, sir, you will find out very quickly that that's not how I roll. And no, I didn't say that right then and there to him, but that's what I was thinking. Because honestly, I get tired of hearing this phrase going around. You know, I think the problem with this phrase is that it elevates the needs of the wife as the one and only thermostat for the temperature of the home. Like the wife is the end all be all, and how she feels in the relationship defines the relationship. And it is our goal to just make her feel good, give her whatever she wants, agree with her at all times, and apologize for everything, even though we might have done nothing wrong. And I don't believe that is a healthy attitude to bring into marriage.
People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out.
If you've read Choosing Marriage, you know that I am all about making we greater than me. In marriage, we're called to put the needs of others before our own, namely our spouse, you know? But here's the thing, it's not about seeing you as greater than me, it's about seeing the we as greater than me. We are now a unit. We are one. We work together. And that is the beauty of seeing we as greater than me. But when we go into marriage with happy wife equals happy life, the formula we're actually using is that you are greater than me. And I would never tell any woman to take that mentality towards her husband. And I would never tell any man to bring that mentality into a relationship, viewing that his wife is greater than him. Why I think this is bad relationship advice is because I really think it encourages passivity in men, which is something that we already struggle with. I mean, it's funny that we continue giving this advice and then we complain that we've got passive men in our relationships. But isn't that the advice that we're telling them? We're telling them to ignore their needs, ignore communication, ignore what they want, and just focus on making the wife happy. And then we complain when there's a one-sided relationship. We complain when we feel like we are doing all the work in the relationship, but we've basically told the man to take a back seat. And then we've got passive men and domineering women in a relationship. And it is downright unhealthy to view marriage through this lens of unequal power, because it quickly seeps into other parts of our life. And like I said, we end up with these one-sided relationships where the woman is running the show. And that is not what a healthy relationship looks like. If you want a happy life, then you've got to learn to stop elevating the she and belittling the he, or vice versa. You know, you've got to learn to see marriage through the important formula that we is greater than me. What does it look like to set our goals on making our marriage better as a we? What does it look like to see ourselves as one and to be in sync with our desires, to be in sync with our needs, to be in sync with our communication, to be in sync with the power in the relationship? This isn't just about you versus me. This is about how can we see our marriage as one? How can we see me and you together as one unit? This isn't about you versus me. This is about us against the world. And that's the mentality that we have to bring into a healthy marriage. So I want you to take a minute and take inventory of which equation more reflects the power dynamic in your relationship. Does it look more like he is greater than she? Does it look more like she is greater than he? Or does it look more like we has to be greater than me? Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books: True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfileta.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Fileta and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Fileta, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.